is on screen. The living upgrade event for Revelation becomes available. This station
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to episode 14 of the Casual Preppers Podcast. And as you can tell, it's about to get scary as hell.
Yeah.
Welcome. My name is Kobe. My co-host, Cameron, is with me.
Yes.
As always. And this is our 2016 Halloween special extravaganza. Right?
Yep.
We decided that we wanted to do something different for Halloween time.
Yeah. And make it like, maybe like, you know, everyday man's podcast.
What?
For that one guy's
review. Oh, that's right. Yeah. We should talk about that later.
Yeah. We got a little bit of a.
We got a bad review.
We got a whole 5 reviews on iTunes. Thanks, listeners. And 4 of the 5 are good, but one guy
just
kind of pissed me off.
Right. We'll talk about that later.
Anyway.
But we're talking about zombies today because why the hell not? Why the
real
hell
soon.
Not? All right. We're going to talk about that today. But first, today's podcast is brought to you by Tac Pack. Tac Pack's back, son.
Yeah.
The only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first Tac Pack with code Casual Preppers at TacPack.com and join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code Casual Preppers at TacPack.com. You guys, I gave you crap last episode.
Yeah, you did.
But apparently you were actually out there buying some Tac Pack because they were busy. That was the email. Guys, like, dudes, I'm sorry, we got busy. We want to stay on as a sponsor.
Yeah.
And here they are.
Yeah. That's
Good
awesome.
Lord. Welcome back to
I Pack. Truly believe there are probably more than 1,000 happy customers.
Oh, yeah.
That Their stuff's nice. Awesome.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's freaking A good.
So keep buying. And
if you want 10% off,
use Casual Preppers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to forego the normal mad, mad world and quick and dirty. And if you're mad about it.
We're still talking prepper, though.
Yeah.
We're not going on to some random
thing.
We're still staying true.
Yeah.
To what we do.
Yes, oh, I like that's that. Right. Yeah. So we're just going to get right into our zombie stuff, unless you want to talk about your douchebag review quick, if you want to.
We got a douchebag?
Douchebag review. Remember the guy, the douchebag who gave us a bad review?
It's like, we got a douchebag?
We're not reviewing a douchebag.
I don't want to review it.
I just don't want
First, to. I couldn't figure out how it worked. Anyway, like I was saying, we got a whole 5 reviews.
Dude, I had put this out of my mind. I forgot about it until you brought it up.
Yeah, I'm still butthurt on it, mm-hmm. over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we get this one review from Meh.
Oh, yeah, that's what it said. That was the title.
So you can tell this guy
Meh.
Clearly doesn't have an exciting life. Meh. Meh. Meh.
Yeah, that was the title of his
And it
review.
Said, I was just looking for Everyday Man's Podcast.
Uh-huh.
But then I found this that's just a bunch of, what was he, what did he say?
He called us two millennial bros.
Just a bunch of.
Or something.
Such a bunch of bro bashing dumb stuff for, you know.
Yeah, not funny, not informative.
And millennials, that's the most painful there.
Yeah. I'm older than that.
Yeah.
I'm not a millennial, okay? I was born earlier. So, anyways.
Anyway, I don't know what you're looking for, meh.
Yeah, meh. Yeah, I just, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you wanna make his review null and void, just keep giving us good reviews.
We're totally fine with like if you don't feel our podcast is good, I am okay with a negative review.
I don't want no negative.
I don't either. But
no, I don't.
That
care,
guy
whatever.
Just like he basically rated us because he didn't find what he's looking for.
Yeah, he was looking
had
for
nothing
something
to
else.
Do with us. I bet he didn't even listen to 5 minutes of it.
Yeah. Do you think he goes to like a money managing podcast and says the same thing? Oh, I was looking for an everyday man's casual prepping podcast, and you guys.
I was trying to figure out how to pay off my loans.
Money management,
student loan repayment, gay.
Anyways, yeah. Sorry, guys. We're gonna get off this. Okay, we're gonna talk about zombies today because it's Halloween time, and zombies are fun to talk about.
They are fun to talk about,
right?
They're amazing.
Yeah, they're
everybody
fun.
Wants a zombie apocalypse.
They really do. It's popular.
But
people
it wouldn't be
it.
That fun.
So we decided we're going to take a little bit today, and we're just going to talk about it. We're going to do something different. We're just going to BS, basically. We have a few things written down, you know. Like, first off, I went to the history of zombies. Do you have any idea where, like, the whole theory came from? Do you?
Did it come from voodoo?
It actually did. Well, part of it did, yeah. So, let me tell you something.
I do want to hear it.
So, it dates back to the 8th century.
Holy cow.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. That was way before you were born. So, the word zombie is said to
come
from...
No, I'm a millennial, so...
In Zambi, which in the Congo means spirit of a dead person.
Yeah.
Or the word zombie, Z-O-N-B-I. That's used in Haitian Creole, or is that how you say it? Creole? I don't know.
That represents
a person who died and then was brought back to life.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So it's basically.
Zombie.
Yeah, voodoo. So this is some crazy stuff. So this is where it all comes from. So voodoo folklore.
What is folklore? Man, this sounds good.
Folklore contends that bokors, there's so many weird words in here.
I believe you.
Bokors, voodoo priests, had the ability to resurrect the dead through the administration of Coupadre.
Oh, yeah?
Coupadre. So basically...
Hey, what's up, Coupadre?
What's up, Coupadre, huh?
It's a man, you're like my Coupadre.
It's a powder that is issued orally.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's some good Coupadre, man. That Coupadre is good.
Let me put the Coupadre in my mouth.
Hey, I want to go get some tacos and some Coupadre, senor.
Man, I like the taste of the Coupadre on my tongue.
Oh, man, I'm going to die from this Coupadre. It's so good. Then I'm going to come back to life and eat some more.
We need to get more of this Coupadre in the United States. Anyways. In the Estados Unidos.
Anyways, so they took it orally. So it came from, the primary ingredient is tetrodotoxin.
What the?
Yeah, that's right. It's a deadly substance of the notoriously poisonous fufu or porcupine fish. So,
it's fufu.
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 Porcupine fish. Anyways, according to the legend, the legend.
That's cool, though. I've never,
yeah,
never
heard this stuff. This is legit, dude. A zombie is someone.
Yeah,
I found it on the internet. A zombie is someone who, this is the best part, who has annoyed his or her family and community to the degree that they can no longer stand to live with the person. Okay? So they respond by hiring a bokor, which is the voodoo priest, to turn them into a zombie.
What the?
Yeah. So this is bad. If
you pissed me off.
You're just being annoying. You ate all the Coupadre last night. So once they had been issued the Coupadre, they begin being prepared for their descent into zombiedom.
Zombiedom.
So they would appear to die, basically. Their heart rate would slow to almost like a stop, and their breathing patterns would be greatly subdued, and their body temperature would be significantly decreased.
That was tough.
I just about had a heart attack getting through that whole thing.
This is some crazy folklore.
Yeah, so the public thinks that the person's dead, right? So you would just go ahead and bury him at that point.
Because
everybody thinks they're dead. So then after that, they would be exhumed, still alive. The bokor would get them, and they would lose their memory. Everything would be erased, and they'd be turned into mindless drones. They'd be under
AKA?
Zombies, yeah. They'd remain under the bokor's power until the bokor dies.
What the freak?
So that's where it comes from.
Wow, that's crazy.
There's some other history on it. Some people have even said that the Mayans were destroyed by zombies. Have you ever heard that theory?
Yeah.
For real. Because there was obviously there was reports of widespread cannibalism at the end of the Mayan civilization. And they found bones or skeletons that the bones had been ripped out of their sockets. And there was teeth marks and stuff on the bones.
What the freak?
Yeah, so they think that there were zombies. That's what they're saying. You know that? And so did you know that gravestones, that is a legend from zombies, because they thought that if they put the rock above the grave, they couldn't get out.
No kidding.
Yeah, so that's why we do gravestones.
Freaking A.
Can you believe it?
So if we took the gravestones off, mm-hmm. then zombies come out.
Well, that's why we don't take the gravestones
Probably.
Off, Cameron.
Well, have you heard, so in terms of zombies and like real life what could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen that fungus that gets into the ants?
Yeah, I've heard about
controls
it.
Controls it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called like, I had it written down, Ophiocordyceps. Oh my gosh, it's hard. Ophiocordyceps.
Okay.
Unilateralis.
Unilateralis.
So this fungus gets into the ant, controls its body to where it goes up on top of the plant, and then it kills the host.
Yeah.
And then the spore busts out of its head.
Does the ant say, there's a fungus among us?
The ant says,
oh, it becomes a zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's freaky. I mean, that's like modern day zombie stuff.
Yeah. And
I mean, that could
it's possible.
You.
It's, well,
if
yeah.
you eat ants, maybe.
Yeah. No, or fungus.
Hasn't been spread, but.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool history.
Like that? Yeah.
I did like that.
That was cool. Huh?
I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
Some of the stuff that came out. Most definitely.
I want to get that cupadre and give me a zombie.
Why you guys got so much cupadres in here? So now we got modern day.
Mm-hmm.
A little different.
Yeah.
So zombies are like a big thing in pop culture.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah. They're like a big freaking cool thing.
Yeah, they're that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in terms of like movies, the subgenre has been dated back since 1930s.
Yeah.
White zombie.
White zombie.
That was like what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
It was more about the...
the voodoo type thing.
Yep. So
I'm going to have to watch that. I've never seen it.
I know. I kind of want to watch it too. And then the real zombies that we know were brought to life in George Romero's 1968 masterpiece, Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah, that's a good... have you seen it?
It is. It's freaky.
It's really good.
I still remember the scene of the guy falling on the gravestone and like pinching his neck.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
It's still pretty disturbing.
Yeah. I just remember they get in that house and the zombies are like tearing at the siding and
yeah.
stuff, you know,
yeah.
trying to get in.
Yeah, that's a cool movie. Yeah, I remember watching it when I was pretty young.
The chick in it was not a very good actress.
No.
If I remember correctly.
No.
And the black dude.
The black dude was cool.
Yeah, he was awesome.
He was good. He was like...
liked him.
The man.
Yeah.
And
he's
then,
like a modern day Rick Grimes.
Yeah.
Carl.
Then, you know, just from there, we've just had tons and tons of movies.
Yeah.
Dawn of the Dead. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that one in the mall?
Yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's a gory freaking
absolutely,
movie.
Absolutely, dude.
That one's awesome.
George Romero had some other good ones, too, still. He had, like, some...
there's a lot. There's a lot when I got looking them all.
Yeah.
Like, all the different...
Day of the Dead?
Yeah.
Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
Day of the Dead is a good one, man.
That one's... yeah. Just the way they filmed some of those.
Oh, yeah.
Funny.
I loved it, man.
When we were younger, we were watching down in the basement one of his movies.
Uh-huh.
And, like, we were young. Like,
oh, yeah.
I was, like, 14 or 13.
Yeah.
And my grandpa came down, and he's really old, and he's like, what in the hell are you kids watching? And they all blamed it on me. They're like, oh, Cameron, you got this movie.
It probably was
you. And there was, like, zombies, like, tied up in trees, and they're all shooting them and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways, good stuff.
It probably
good
was
stuff.
You, though, right?
I it mean, probably was.
When it comes down to it, that was you. Then.
It was. I was pretty morbid.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you've got the big Walking Dead that everybody loves and knows.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually rewatching the first few seasons
the
so
first
my wife could
so
watch
good.
It.
The first season's only a buck on Amazon.
You can buy it?
The whole
oh,
season.
Wow, that's fantastic.
$1.
Or you can just watch it on Netflix.
Yeah, you can, but. You know, if you want to own it.
That first and second season is fantastic.
Man, the costumes and the makeup was just incredible.
Everything was good. The
story. And now, I just don't like how now the zombies are like mosquitoes. Like, oh, get out of here. We got to get on with our drama
yeah,
of
exactly.
people on yeah. people. Anyway, and then you've got alternative styles of zombies, you know,
yeah.
World War Z,
yeah.
which is, you know, when that movie was coming out, I'm like, that's stupid. Like, it looks so ridiculous that
yeah.
they're running and they're fast. And now I'm like,
that's awesome.
That's probably more realistic.
Yeah.
Like
the book was fantastic, World
yeah.
War Z. If you haven't read it,
I had no idea that was Mel Brooks' son.
I guess that makes sense. Max
it does.
Brooks. Yeah,
I had no
I
idea.
I didn't know that was his dad, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that
that's
crazy?
That's a completely kind of 180.
He said he wrote that book while his daughter was in the ICU, and he was in the dark, and he just would...
World War Z?
Yeah.
Or...
World War Z.
The other one.
Yeah, no, World War Z.
World War Z.
But I was like, really? That's Mel Brooks' son?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then I Am Legend is kind of a zombie, but
yeah.
more of a freaky. And that was pretty disturbing. Like, those were creepy zombies.
Yeah, they certainly were.
I watched that on a plane to Hawaii, and I was like...
oh, really?
I don't know. I was all disturbed. The one time I went to Hawaii, the second time, first time, sorry. I don't go to Hawaii. I don't have enough money to do that. 28 days later.
Yes. One of the best ever.
How fast they turn.
Man,
and
I haven't, it's been so long since I've seen
it. We need
to
watch it again.
We should do it.
Because I don't remember much of it.
Before Halloween, we need to watch it.
That would be a good one.
Do you have it?
Huh? No,
do you,
I don't.
You don't have it.
We could get it, though.
We're going to have to get it.
We'll go down to the video store.
Video, go down to Blockbuster.
You got any of those beta tapes?
I still got my card. I don't want a laser disc.
And then you've got some of the more funny, you know, Zombieland's one of my favorites.
It's one of the best movies ever.
So freaking funny.
Yeah.
Probably the best intro to a movie.
What was the intro?
That's
right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I watched it today. The first
time. You watched it today?
No, just watched the intro because it's so funny.
Nice.
Yeah, but, you know, and they're all over. There's tons of books on them. World War Z, Zombie Survival Guide. Yeah. Can You Survive a Zombie Apocalypse? And, you know, a lot of just different books. And then games. There's so many games out there.
Oh, yeah.
DayZ is awesome.
Yeah.
Fallout is even kind of a zombie-ish.
Yeah,
it's got ghouls.
Of. Yeah.
Miscreated, Zomboid. There's just tons of them, and it's just a popular thing. Zombies are just, like, totally hip.
Everybody loves them, man.
But, yeah.
And, well, Fear the Walking Dead, too.
We didn't talk about
Fear the Walking Dead.
I know, I didn't even mention Fear the Walking
Dead. I like Fear the Walking Dead.
There's just so many things. There's so many things to talk about on there.
There totally is.
All.
Yeah.
There's, like, so many good things on there.
Okay. You good with that one, then?
Yeah, I'm done.
So, I thought we'd kind of go over the types of zombies.
Okay,
we went over some of those already.
Because I mentioned the different styles, yeah.
Yeah, you already mentioned it. But we're going to just really quickly, we'll go through them. We're not going to do too much here.
Maybe medium quickly.
Let's go with a medium quick pace. So there's the generic zombie, and that is sort of like the Night of Living Dead zombie and kind of like the Walking Dead zombie.
The traditional zombie.
The traditional zombie, you know.
Fairly fast, but
yeah, not they're really clumsy, they're curious, you know what I mean? That's kind of that. Then there's the runner zombie.
Those are freaky.
And that's like the World War Z type zombie, right?
Yeah.
And there's a few games that have those, like DayZ has some runner zombies.
They do.
Did you ever play Left 4 Dead on, was it Xbox or something?
Yeah, Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
And it had a lot of those weird, like.
Yeah. Well, wait, what was the other zombie game?
Oh, we didn't even mention.
What the crap?
What's the one with parkour?
That's what I'm asking. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That one had those really freakish.
Anyways, that one had some fast zombies too. So 28 Days Later had fast zombies.
Yeah.
And
that was creepy how fast they turned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that the one where he's like, gets a drop in his eyes, like bloop? And then he's like,
yeah,
quickly turns. Yeah, yeah, you remember that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's the stalker type zombies. I'm getting a lot of these from zombie.
Those are like the guys that are outside and like looking in your wife's bed.
This is the zombies that like to watch you undress.
they just want to watch you undress.
Yeah. So they actually are the type that move on all fours.
Yeah.
And that's creepy.
Those are creepy.
That's scary.
I think that's what they're called too in DayZ,
stalkers.
The stalker ones.
Yeah, and they're kind of quick, but anyways, they're scary. They're scary. Then there's the crawlers, the one that are ones
severed.
That are, yeah, the severed ones. There's a lot of those in like Walking Dead. That was like the first zombie you saw, wasn't it?
It was. She was crawling across the thing, and that was amazing looking.
Oh gosh, yeah, it was
so freaky. And he goes back. He's like, "I'm sorry. What happened to you?" Then he's like,
I don't remember.
You remember
talking
that?
To
he
him.
Does. He goes,
wasn't there like a little kid zombie or something too? Like a little girl that was right there?
That's right. When he goes to the gas station.
Yeah, when he goes to the gas station. Yep. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. So that's creepy, right? And then there's one called Bonies, the Bony zombies.
They're walking around with the big bone.
Yeah. They have basically all their flesh is gone and they're just, you know, kind of skeletons.
Those are cool looking ones.
Yeah. This says that they were in Warm Bodies. Do you remember the movie Warm Bodies?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember those zombies, though.
Those are the ones, you say skinnies or bonies?
Bonies, yeah.
They called them skinnies in there.
Oh, skinnies.
Because they, like, they had nothing left. And those are the ones that are, like, really morbid.
Yeah,
like,
that's right. Yeah. Then there's the radioactive zombies are radioactive, right?
That's kind of like Fallout, I guess.
Yeah, sort of.
Like the ghouls that are all glowing.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. And then there's the pukers and the vomiters.
Yeah, the pukers.
They're gross.
Yeah.
They're going to puke on you. You're going to get all dirty. right?
Those are grossies.
Yeah, so you don't want that. Those ones are bad. They're spitters, the ones that spit crap at you.
Yeah, that's on Left 4 Dead. Uh-huh. I hated that.
Exploders.
The freaking, like, Billy Bob, like,
yeah. Remember the exploders? And they get fat and explode yeah. all over you. And
do you remember that? Did you remember the Walking Dead one where they pull that big chunky guy out of the
well?
And it's all...
I just watched that episode that like one, 2 days ago. Disgusting.
That was
and they're
so
like,
gross.
They almost get him all the way out, and then he like rips in half, and then he falls back in.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
He's all... Bleh,
yeah.
Bleh. Yeah.
Man, that show had some disturbing stuff.
It does. It has some it's awesome
good.
Stuff.
This is good, man. It's
they
good.
Need to stick to the zombies.
I agree. Well, I
and
mean...
And survival. I don't like the whole...
Yeah.
Like, I know you have to be... I don't know.
My least favorite seasons are when they get into the town and the governor and all that stuff.
I can't stand the governor crap.
I just don't like it.
I don't either.
And I'm a season or two behind. I'm like, let's see, one or two. I can't remember. I think I'm two seasons behind. So, but everyone's saying that this last season was really good and the season coming up.
The last season was really good.
So I got
to
get
except for the end. They're idiots.
The end wasn't good.
They're just stupid.
Okay. So that's kind of that's all the zombies I've got. The types of zombies anyways. So
it's good. I like it.
Yeah. Zombies.
All right. Well, zombie. So what is a zombie apocalypse going to look like? What's going to happen?
It's going to be so awesome.
It is going to be awesome. So this makes me laugh. Cornell University, they did like a study.
Yeah.
Of, you know, in terms of spreading by bite. Like, how fast...
Oh, by bite?
Is biting.
Oh, okay. It sounded like you said spreading bye-bye. And I'm like, what? I'm like, okay.
So they did a study on spreading bye-bye. But, like, by a bite. And they did, mm-hmm. like, this computer-generated thing.
Yeah.
Basically, you're really heavily populated. How did they populated? They're really heavily populated places. They're just going to be wiped out, like, in, like, 24 hours.
Really?
This is going to spread super fast. And, you know, just because there's so much interaction and human contact and hard to get away from it. And it just depends on how it's spread. But this was based on just biting. So that's pretty crazy.
Man, yeah.
So, and, you know, and they always talk about basically if you're near the Rockies are like the golden spot for.
Nice.
I know. We're really close.
Yeah.
But anyway. So these big cities are gonna fall, and they're gonna fall fast, and it's just gonna destroy everything we've been talking about. You know, mm-hmm. the economy, it's gonna be gone before that.
Yeah, yeah well,
but I mean, you know, you're not gonna have access to money. There could be contamination. You know, however this zombie virus spreads. You know, is it food? Is it gonna be in the water?
God, things that would be horrible if it was in the water or the food. Ugh. I didn't even never even thought about that. Like the virus.
Yeah, if you don't
spread
if you don't have crap stored away, you're dead.
Yeah.
You're freaking dead.
Yeah.
You're probably gonna die anyway because there's nowhere you're gonna get clean water.
Yeah, that's gonna be tough.
So yeah, things are just gonna fall apart quick and then you know, and then you gotta deal with looters and raiders.
Do you think our Grail water purifier will purify out
will.
Zombie?
I bet you a you million bucks. Pretty sure I read that on the box.
I'm gonna have to call him and ask him.
You know, and then you've got like Fear the Walking Dead, martial law. These kids are gonna wanna isolate people. Oh, like that's gonna be the first thing they're really gonna
first
wanna
first thing that happens.
And then
FEMA camps, CDC's
gonna
be
out
there doing crazy.
It is.
Stuff.
It's gonna be. And I just watched Contagion this recently and just thinking of that, like, what an, I mean, say it's a zombie virus
a good movie.
That it spreads like that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's just going to be the freakiest thing in the world.
Contagion was good.
It
I
was.
Liked it. I liked it a lot, actually.
Gone.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, things are just going to end up like we've talked about with most disasters, but it is probably going to be accelerated. Plus, you're going to have to deal with buttholes and
zombies.
Zombie buttholes.
Yeah, that's bad.
That is bad.
You don't want to deal with that.
So, if you, yeah. It's bad.
Good. You know, I wanted to, we've gone over all this stuff before, but like, what do you need to prep for a zombie apocalypse, right? So luckily, the CDC has us covered. They actually have a page on the CDC's website.
No joke.
Prepping for a zombie apocalypse.
I've never seen that. That's
I
cool.
kid you not. So I'm actually on the page right now. So what it says is you need to have water.
Of course.
Obviously.
Number one.
And, you know, all this is going to be redundant stuff we've talked about a million times, but I just thought it was cool that the CDC did this.
Yeah, you think they just put it up during this month, or do you think it's always up?
It's been up for a while, actually. Cool. Let me see. This was posted actually in 2011.
The CDC knows something that we don't.
This is...
they're creating a zombie.
They have a Public Health Matters blog, and this was a post from 2011. It's called Preparedness 101 Zombie Apocalypse.
Duh.
Yeah, so it goes through a little bit of the history of zombies, and I don't know if it's the same history that I read, but it's not. Okay. So, it says, water, you need 1 gallon per person per day. Food, stock up on non-perishable items that you eat regularly. Medications, obviously, because you're not going to want to go down to Walgreens when your pharmacist is eating people.
Yeah, when you got the fever.
Yeah. I got the fever.
You need acetaminophen.
Yeah. Tools and supplies. This says utility knives, duct tape, battery-powered radio. I think you need a solar-powered radio.
Okay, Ace Hardware.
Yeah, I know. Clothing and bedding. A change of clothes for each family member and blankets. What? Okay.
Lingerie.
Yeah. Three or four things of lingerie.
male and female.
Male and female. Important documents, driver's license, passport, birth certificate, first aid supplies. So
what did it say on first aid?
Actually, it says, although you're a goner if a zombie bites you, you can use
these
supplies.
We have been developing a zombie vaccine as we speak.
Yeah. You can use these supplies to treat basic cuts and lacerations that you might get during a tornado or a hurricane.
Nice job, CDC.
Yeah, geez, come on now. So
I can just wait. I'm waiting for him to just seriously say, we've got a zombie vaccine.
Yeah.
It's a 16 series shot.
Yeah. It's funny. The next paragraph is the heading is Never Fear, CDC is Ready. If zombies did start roaming the streets, CDC would conduct an investigation, much like any other disease outbreak. CDC would provide technical assistance to cities, states, international partners dealing with zombie infestation.
Thanks, CDC.
So you guys can rest easy knowing that the CDC is ready for the zombies to come.
They will probably be the first to die.
Wow, 1,300 comments on this. That's pretty cool.
On what?
On the CDC 13? Post.
Really?
Yeah.
People have been scared.
That's so awesome. Thanks, CDC. Dude, so totally awesome. What the crap?
Wow.
Who takes the time to post on a CDC blog? I don't know.
I'm going to post on it right now.
Yeah. You're going to go? Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead. Anyway, so that's the stuff.
That's pretty cool, though.
And obviously,
it's always the same stuff.
Yeah, it's always the same stuff, but it's all the same stuff that we talk about constantly.
Yeah.
So if you're prepped for this, you're prepped for that, pretty much.
I wonder obviously, if Lystra will filter out. We should call them, too.
Yes, maybe we can get them on the podcast one day and ask them about it.
Let me know. Do you filter out the Z virus?
Yeah. So anyways, that's how you get prepared.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Did you talk about all the names for the zombies?
The names?
Zach.
No, I haven't. I didn't really go through the Zed.
I saw a bunch of yeah.
Zach. what else do they call them? Biters, walkers.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other ones. I don't know.
Yeah. Are you done? Oh, finally.
I know. I'm sorry.
So fitness. How to get all fit.
I'm about ready to fitness. Hamburger in my mouth.
Dang. So fact.
Fact.
Zombies love out of shape people.
Well,
they do.
Okay.
So, what do you think they want to bite into? Nice muscle or doughy fat?
They want that doughy fat. That's why I like the ribeye because it's got all the marbling in it.
They want the doughy, fat. Doughy yum.
Yeah.
So, staying fit, getting fit, and this applies to all survival scenarios.
Yeah, it
you
does.
Know, but, really, so
cardio.
Yep, cardio.
Is that where you're going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, number one, you want to be able to outrun them and outrun whoever's with you.
Yeah, you got to outrun your fat neighbor.
Yep. So, cardio is important. Now, you know, there's a lot of different things, you know. Basically, Usain Bolt is not going to get bit by a zombie. Fast sprinter,
right,
you know.
Yeah.
So, sprinting is the type of cardio you want to work
on. Unless they get him, like, when he's on the toilet or
no,
something.
No, 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 he doesn't. He just runs.
He just runs.
He's got the run. So that's a good joke.
That's so stupid.
I know it was. So
I think
have you heard
edit that out, honestly. It was that
do
bad.
It, do it. Have you heard of interval training?
I have.
So that's the kind of training you want.
Is it? Okay.
Just to pick up and boom. And you can go full on
sprint?
For like for like 30 seconds to a full minute.
I can go full on for about 8 seconds and then I'm dead.
Yeah, interval training is super hard. I've tried it millions of times to try. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to do it because it's going to be a quick workout. It's only going to be like 5 minutes.
It doesn't work that way, though.
I just full out sprint for like one. I'm like, I'm done. Yes. Like my heart's beating. I feel like I'm going to pass out.
F this noise. This is ridiculous, man.
So interval training so that you can build that fast twitch, you know. Yeah. Boom, you're gone.
Yeah.
The other thing is the big, you know, I'm sorry if you're like this huge, massive weight builder guy. Yeah. You're probably not going to be the quickest dude.
If you have muscles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a zombie delicacy is like the trap.
Oh,
you're
going to
go right for it.
They love them big old traps, man.
Like Arnold, they'd be like,
yeah.
And then you've got their calf muscles are huge. Yeah. Those are the other zombie delicacy.
Okay, so they like traps and calves. So, like, the zombies had a restaurant. It would be called, like, Traps and Calves or
Traps
something.
And Calves for Zomboids.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, like, cross-training, like, learning the basics of parkour.
Yeah.
You know? You want to be agile.
Word.
Jumping over stuff.
Yeah.
Jumping under stuff.
Jumping off
stuff.
Of big stuff.
Yeah.
Tall
So, yeah,
things.
Parkour, you know, it's that's great training. I don't do any of it. But it sounds like a
Could
great
you imagine
training.
If I'm out like training parkour in the neighborhood or something?
That'd be awesome. That would be sweet. If you did, I would upload that to our
Okay,
website.
Yes, please. If somebody can please go out and like just practice their parkour in the neighborhood.
Zombie parkour.
And catch it on video and please upload it to our Facebook
yes.
page or something.
Oh, that'd be so sweet.
I would love you forever if you would do that. Because that would be so awesome.
Yeah.
Seriously.
We'll award you with something.
Yeah, we got to reward you with something if you did that.
If you do. But okay. You got to label it zombie parkour training.
Yeah. Okay. We actually got some awesome stuff from Dog Tag Incorporated this
week.
Okay. We will send you a hat.
Yeah, we will.
We will send you a Dog Tag Incorporated hat if you will upload. Well, okay, wait. What if a bunch of people do this?
I know.
We'll pick the best. The
yeah,
best
yeah, yeah.
one.
The best
one.
Zombie parkour video.
Zombie parkour video. Seriously, the Dog Tag Incorporated makes rad hats. And you will have
one.
We
should make one. I'll do it.
You want
to
do
it? I'll be the first to upload.
Okay, Cam, we'll go make one this week. And then we'll have a
I have
contest.
To be next week. You're leaving.
Yeah. Well, you can do one yourself. Or do you need me?
I sure need you.
Sure. Let's do. Let's
I want
do,
you to make it look
let's
good.
Let's produce like an awesome zombie parkour video. Okay. Okay. Here's the deal. We're going to produce one, but you guys have to do it too. And the best one, we're going to judge, and you're going to get a Dog Tag Incorporated
okay.
hat. You're going to look so badass.
I'll do it.
And then you
zombie
can do a
parkour video.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait.
I know. It's going to be
awesome.
It's
going to be awesome.
Good idea.
Yeah.
So, anyways, yeah, that's on. My training. Oh, and another thing that would probably be helpful is train with like a backpack, a little weight in
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to be packing some stuff.
And obviously, that's good training for all preppers. For all situations.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to bug out, you're going to take your bug out bag.
You're not going to be fit. You're not going to make it.
That's okay. That's the quote of the week. If you're not, I got to
write
that down. If
you're not fit, you're not going to make it.
Yeah, I got to write that down. That's too good.
That is really good. Yeah. I bet you everybody's writing it down.
Wait, what was it?
It was good enough. To,
wait.
If you're not fit, you're not going to make it.
Gosh. Fit.
Yo.
Okay.
All right.
Is that all you got?
I'm done. You
move. Oh, okay. Okay. I'm just trying to get your quote down so I can make sure I get that. So the next thing I'd like to talk about is home defense during the zombie apocalypse.
Yep.
Right? So obviously the most vulnerable part of your house are your windows and your doors, correct?
Yeah, they are.
Cameron? So one easy thing you can do now and you won't look like a crazy zombie prepper, is you can get an alarm for your house, right? So at least if a zombie comes up and hits your window.
Zombie at your back door.
Yeah.
Zombie
garage door. And you'll hear, yeah, at least you'll know.
Scratching back door. Scratching back door.
Yeah, so you'll hear them if they come through the window accidentally. You know, they'll like fall over and hit the window or something. At least your alarm will go off. You will attract every zombie within like a 20-mile radius.
That's true.
But at least you'll know. Right?
I know that they're here.
You could
zombie
do bars.
Horde approaching.
Yeah. You could do bars on the windows.
We should
know?
Do it.
I think you should for sure.
My neighborhood is crazy.
Yeah. You absolutely should. Or you could board up your windows. And this is actually... You should have boards ready for to do that. Do you see what's behind you right there, Cameron?
No.
What is it?
Boards.
Boards. Okay. So those boards I can use to board up my windows. But it's very specific way you have to do it. You have to do it from the inside. Because if you do it on the outside.
Inside out.
What?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Nothing. Quote in a movie.
So any zombie worth its salt is going to pull off those boards.
So you got to board it.
So you
got to
do it from the inside. Okay, bro?
All right, bro.
Okay, bro. Or you can even go with like steel shutters, man. Go completely legit.
I want to build like shutters that look all.
I like what you're doing there because it looks like
these are shutters.
Looks like you're talking about big old breasts. You're like,
I want to build shutters that look all like, you know, like boards slapped together as my shutters. So when they close, they look all
so it looks
fortified.
Like it's
that'd be sweet.
That's actually awesome. That's a good idea for like Halloween.
That'd be cool.
We should do that.
That would be cool.
Yeah, and then you can just put them on there and.
That's cool. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
We should sell some shutters.
Yeah. So the next thing you need to worry about is securing your perimeter, right? Mm-hmm. You need a perimeter, okay, around your house.
I got it.
All right.
What was that episode? Episode 2 or 3?
I don't know.
We talked about one about perimeter.
We did.
And like,
was it? What were you talking about?
Prepper stuff.
Anyways, so something you can do is dig ditches around your house. Right? But this is obviously after you know that the zombie apocalypse is
today?
Happening. Don't do it today because you're going to look kind of dumb. What are you doing? Oh, just digging zombie ditches. Don't worry about it. You know?
Yeah.
Or you can do a small moat.
Tying a wood barricade.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, just out there whistling.
That would be cool, though, like if you could decorate your house that way for Halloween.
Yeah, like, make it
like
a zombie
house.
Little
wood barricades out front.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool.
Be freaking cool, huh? Anyways, you could do tripwires out there. You know, zombies are stupid. They're going to trip on stuff.
They are. They're way dumb.
Yeah. Get a fence, idiot. Okay? Fences will help.
Yeah, they will.
Right? I mean, just a regular 6-foot fence. Vinyl's probably not the best.
They can push right through it.
You can push right through those. And that's what I have in my backyard.
I have wood.
But even a chain link fence is great because then you can hear that sound like... You know, the Daisy sound constantly.
That is...
Damn it! Where's that damn zombie?
I know.
If you've ever played DayZ, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Here's another thing. Get a dog.
Huh?
Get a dog, bro.
No way. But
I
yes.
just keep saying bro just because of that stupid guy that called us bros. The millennial bros.
They're just millennial, bro.
Yeah, just a bunch of millennial bros talking
Where's
about.
Where's your man's podcast?
I want my man's podcast.
Everyday man.
Okay, anyways. Get a dog because dogs bark when they hear stuff, especially when they hear zombies. Mine on my dog goes crazy. Right.
Smell the zombie. Where is it?
Okay. The next thing you need is you need some sort of an observation deck or a tower, right? You need to get a good vantage point to see the hordes coming at you.
Yeah.
And a good place to start.
I don't have a big enough house to have.
Yeah, you do.
An upstairs.
Well, you don't. You could just go on your. You could build something on your roof.
Yeah, I could.
That's what I would do. I'd just build it on my roof, like I'm on my garage or something, right there. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So anyways.
You can see a lot from up there.
Yeah,
remember when I hung your Christmas lights? Because you wouldn't get up there?
Yeah, I do remember that, actually.
Yeah, I did that.
Such a good neighbor. Such a good neighbor. And, you know, what you really... A good thing you could do is sound diversions, right? So if these zombies are...
Get those Halloween tapes.
Yeah. No, I'm saying you get like some speakers on the outskirts of your property. So when those zombies,
oh, that's a good idea.
When those zombies are coming like at your house and they're all like surrounding your door, you hit the noise and it's like out, you know, in your backyard, like way out there.
Hey, zombie.
And they'd be like,
just get a mic. Yo, zombie.
Yeah. Free flesh over here, bro.
Yo. Bro. It's just the bro, man.
I don't know. I just keep doing bro today.
Guess we're just bros.
Yeah.
Dos bros.
But what you really need is to build a quiet zombie-free zone upstairs. So, you know what I mean? A zombie-free getaway kind of thing.
Soundproof?
Well,
so if they're scratching and stuff, you're like, well, good.
But if you do have an upstairs in your house, what you can do is dismantle your stairs, go up there, and they can't get up there.
Yeah, freaking zombies are
right?
too dumb.
They're so dumb. They're stupid.
That's true.
So, yeah. That's
so
what
you're
I have.
Saying I should put all my food storage in my attic?
I'm just saying it's not a bad idea.
It's true. That isn't a bad idea.
Because if a flood comes as well, it's not going to get you in the
attic.
I
couldn't really get rid of my stairs, though. That'd be really hard.
Yeah, it wouldn't be easy. I'm not saying it'd be easy. I'm just saying it'd be worth it.
I didn't say this. Yep.
That's just
I never
what I,
said
that's just
this would
I
be worth
say.
It. I said it would be easy.
Yeah. That's just what I always say. I don't know.
Just something I say, and I've really lived by it.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. That's cool. So anyways.
All right.
What's next?
Weapons.
Oh, weapons.
There's so many weapons.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm gonna be pretty quick about it.
Yeah, be quick. People are already sick of listening to this. So.
They are. I know. I'm sure we don't have anybody else listening right now.
Hey, Mom.
So let's go. So weapons. I'm just gonna do a nice little thing here.
Okay, do the nice little thing.
Where did I put it? Where is it? Oh, it didn't save.
No way.
No.
Well, now that is a first.
Oh, no. Here
okay,
it is.
You got it. Okay.
Okay.
I was
firearms.
Gonna, I wanted to see you struggle through it.
Do you want to kill the zombies? Firearms, non-firearms, like projectiles, melee weapons,
yeah,
explosives, fire and incendiary weapons,
yeah,
energy weapons.
Energy weapons.
I know, I saw that. I was like, what? Improvised or homemade weapons, probably what you're going to use the most of.
Yeah.
Artillery. I was like, okay.
Countermeasures?
Yeah. Yep. Flares. Freaking stock up on a flare gun. So firearms. Real quick, firearm basics. You need to know what you're doing, how to use it, how to reload, how to maintain that gun.
Yes. Absolutely.
Second, a gun emits noise no matter what. If you have a silencer on it, you're still going to
make noise.
No matter how much Hollywood shows, it's still going to give off some sound.
Yeah.
So silenced or not, you're going to attract a few more zombies. Third, ammo is needed. It's going to be heavy. You got to carry it, you know, transport it. But the good thing about firearms is you can keep a good distance.
Yeah.
You're not going to get scratched. Probably shouldn't get blood flipped on you. But anyway, so firearms.
Have you ever noticed in The Walking Dead, they don't care about getting zombie blood on them?
Huh?
Have you ever noticed, like in The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Like they're just constantly getting zombie blood on them.
I know.
Like, no big deal.
I know.
So
let's rub ourselves in it.
Yeah.
Why don't they do the camouflage more often?
I've always wondered that. They did
They did it and it failed on one episode. You didn't see that one yet, did you?
No. But they did it in Fear the Walking Dead a few times. Do you remember that? Have you seen the second season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
you remember?
I was like, why don't they, when they got trapped in that, when they tied what's his name up on the roof? That was on the first season, wasn't it? Remember they handcuffed Daryl's brother?
Oh, in The Walking Dead, yes. Yeah, why didn't they do it there?
They left that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They don't use that very often.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Camouflage. So.
But wouldn't you be scared about getting the zombie virus?
Over you? I would. I know.
Like, get it.
I guess they figure if they made it this far, they're not going to get it.
I don't get it. It just doesn't, like, I understand, like, you have to be bit.
You already have the zombie virus, remember?
Well, yes, but that, at first they didn't know that,
true.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but I just don't get it because.
That's what I liked in World War Z. Remember he gets in his mouth and he's like,
yeah.
Stands up on that.
He's about ready to just jump off.
Kill himself because he's like counting how
many. I know you're supposed to get bit is the only way you get sick, but you think if you got a cut on you or something, you're getting it in.
I know.
Like, why
so that's the nice thing, firearms.
Yeah.
Keeps you a good distance. What was I going to say about firearms?
I have no idea.
The other thing about The Walking Dead is everyone's a dead-eye dick.
Oh, man, they are.
Like, Carl's, like, from his hip.
Right between the eyes.
Right, yeah, dead center.
Yeah.
Not to the side.
No.
Not piece of the skull. Right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're going to use firearms, take a lesson from Walking Dead and become what we call a dead-eye dick.
A dead-eye dick.
So, handguns. Lots of attachments. Easily. You know, it's very portable. You can put a lot of, you know, silencers, laser pointers. So handguns are good.
Mm-hmm.
Easy to carry and, you know.
Yeah.
Rifles. Powerful,
laser
long
pointers.
Range. Yeah.
Laser sights.
Yep. Powerful, long range. You know, they got a lot of stopping power. They're going to.
Yeah.
You can pop some heads with the rifle.
Yeah.
But the rifle is loud
mm-hmm.
and it's heavy.
Yeah.
So downside.
I don't know, man.
Shotguns.
Oh, shotguns.
Shotguns are sweet,
and
they're kind of essential. A lot of stopping power, plus you put slugs in them. Gives you, you know, you still got a pretty good amount of range with that, and that slug is freaking powerful.
Well, and with a shotgun.
Sawed off, you can do all kinds of things.
You don't have to be a Deadeye dick.
Nope.
With a shotgun.
And they're pretty lightweight. Slugs, but. You can beat a zombie's head in easily with a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
Machine guns. So machine guns really aren't the best for a zombie.
No. You don't need
They're
it.
Not accurate.
Unless
you're going to blow through ammo. If you have a horde.
A horde, yeah.
Like the last resort is maybe have, you know, big, huge machine guns down in there.
Yeah.
And then you've got miniguns.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody can buy a minigun.
Yeah. I've got three right here.
Have you ever seen people make those miniguns with BBs? They're like homemade miniguns that shoot BBs.
Wow.
So those are pretty cool. But yeah, a minigun.
You saw Magnificent
Mini
Seven.
Minigun's ridiculous. Right? What's that?
You saw the Magnificent Seven. Remember they had the Gatling gun out?
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
Black powder guns. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck with that.
They have some pretty fancy ones now, but.
But yeah, but even then, you have to load them. It takes forever to load.
Yeah.
So.
And then you got submachine guns.
Yes.
So lighter, a little more portable, a little easier to use than the. I mean, a machine gun's nice and it's powerful, mm-hmm. but you know it's the submachine gun's probably going to be your easier to get around with.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got your carbines.
Okay.
That's like a lot of people say that's probably the best one to have.
Yeah, probably.
It's lighter. It's got a lot of range. Mm-hmm. You can fire off a lot more shots, semi-automatic, so you're not going to burn through ammo as fast. Mm-hmm. It's overall, you put a bunch of attachments on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good gun.
Good gun.
So, yeah, anyway, classes of gun. Handguns, shotguns, you know. Those
I'm
going to
go with
the
handguns
most,
and shotguns.
Those are probably the most most easily accessible mm-hmm. and practical.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, yeah, and then there's so much, all that other stuff, explosive, however you want to do that. If you have some grenades, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But, I mean, really, if you do not have a crossbow or a compound bow, you're a fool.
I'm a fool.
I don't have, well, I have a compound bow.
Yeah.
But I do want a crossbow pretty bad.
I do too.
Because it's like the ultimate one for zombie survival, because when you're scavenging and stuff and you just don't want to track zombies.
Yeah.
That's what it's for. It's not the best for defense, you know. It's mm-hmm. still good. But yeah. it's better for...
Daryl gets by.
He does. He's a freaking stud, man.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyways, and then, you know, the improvised homemade weapons. I just wanted to mention one.
Just one?
No, there's tons of them.
Okay.
There's
we went over all those.
I know. It's just way too far. Bats, crowbars, and everything. But I wanted to mention the lobotomizer. Have you heard of that thing?
No. Lobotomizer?
Yeah. So it's a melee weapon in Max Brooks' World War Z. So the military issued the lobotomizer.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It's like a shovel.
That's right.
Yeah. So anyways, it's a cross between a shovel and a double-edged battle axe. Simply, you can make one. Take a flat shovel, no larger than 2 feet long, weld two axe blades to either side. Alternatively, sharpen the edges of the flat blade shovel until it's suitable for zombie killing.
It can be suitable for zombie killing.
For piercing, smashing, slashing through the... I don't need to read that part.
Okay.
But yeah, that sucker is made to take heads off and smash heads. Oh, the other thing is some good boots that are like high top so that they can't bite that delicate...
When they fall down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing I read was awesome. It was like... Find some boots and take them home. Buy some coconuts and practice smashing with the right angle, like smashing zombie heads. I was like, that's so awesome.
Okay, there's our next video upload.
Yeah, that would be episode.
Smashing
take your
coconuts.
Choice. If you want to give us smashing coconuts with a pair of boots,
okay,
or parkour zombie survival, that would be some sweet videos.
Okay, any of those. Yeah, I don't care which one it is. That means we have to make one of each.
I'll do it. I'll get some coconuts and try to smash them. Yeah, it was so funny. It's like, buy a good boot that has a strong sole and that you can, go buy a bunch of coconuts and get a good judgment of what kind of pressure you need to pop a skull. Oh, that would be a sweet video. Do you see somebody out there stomping coconuts?
Yes, boom! Bam! We got to go with like the whole experience, though. We got to get us going to the store.
So we're gonna do it. I'm going to do a video of proper zombie, like...
Yeah, the whole zombie training.
Zombie training 101.
Oh, we're doing it. It's going to be so parkour. Awesome. You have to show us going to the store.
And then I should make a lobotomizer.
You should. How are you going to make a lobotomizer?
I'm just going to get a show.
You going to weld it?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
My in-laws have a welder.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to make this video.
I can't wait either.
It's happening next week.
We're going to do it, and it'll be up on our website.
Yeah, it'll be...
It's probably not going to be everything you've ever hoped for.
Actually, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing. There's going to be a lot of slow motion, and it's going to be awesome. That's all I can say.
Smashing them with your... Okay. Yep, it's going to... You guys will like it.
But that's what I'm saying. We're counting on you guys to upload videos as well.
Yeah, please.
All right?
Don't leave
if
us out there.
If you want to win this badass Dog Tag Incorporated hat, you got to do it.
Okay. Yeah. So there's my weapons in a nutshell.
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait. I just want to stop right now.
I do too.
Go start. Go start. Anyways.
I do too.
Okay, so is it my turn?
It's your turn.
So building
wrap
a zombie
up.
Yeah, building a zombie group. We've gone over stuff like this a million times, so we're gonna go over this really quickly. So a zombie group, you don't want to go over 15 people probably, right?
Yeah.
You want to keep it around 10 people. That's kind of the sweet spot. For the zombie apocalypse, right? It's enough that you have enough people to do the things you need to do to keep your... you're just thinking about smashing
the
coconuts.
I can't wait. That's going to be fun.
It's going to be so awesome.
Slow-mo, too. No.
Do you have some good boots, though? I've got some steel-toed boots.
I don't know if I have heavy enough ones.
I've got some steel-toed boots.
I'm pretty sure I can't break one stomping on it.
Well, you're going to find out.
I am going to find out.
If we have to start it
have
with a
lobotomizer. Have me parkour over the car and then smash.
Oh my gosh. This is going to be the best video ever made.
really
I really can't wait to see you doing it like out in the neighborhood.
I know.
That's going to be
in front
the
of
best
everybody.
Part.
Everybody's opinion of me is going to change this week.
Mine won't, but. okay. What was I talking about? Okay. Zombie groups. Yeah. Keep it around 10 people. That's a sweet spot, okay? You get more than that, then you start getting people start fighting, and you know what I mean. It's hard to keep a big group together. So one thing to look for in people for your group is you want to make people that aren't dependent on meds. You want people that aren't, you know. What are you laughing at?
Just eliminating people that have medical illnesses.
Anybody who has to take any
oh,
sort
you're
of
sick?
Pill.
Shoot them. Yeah, and make sure you stomp their brains.
Yeah. Coconut time. yeah, no, seriously, you don't want people that are dependent on meds.
Coconut
every
smashers.
Day.
I'm going to name that boot.
That's going to be
these
it.
These are my
huh?
coconut smashers.
I'm getting a text from my wife saying, "Are you almost done?"
I know mine just
Kelsey's
texted.
Coming over at 9 o'clock.
Ugh.
Well, honey, yes, we're almost done. Okay. So, you want people that aren't dependent on meds. You want people that are in good health and good fitness.
Yeah.
Right?
We were going to show you how.
Parkour.
And what type of person
parkour.
You need.
Okay. The type of people you need. You need a military type person. You need someone who's good with guns, good with all that kind of crap. And you need a builder. You need somebody who can build stuff. You also need a mechanic because stuff breaks down. You need a medic because you're going to get hurt. And then you also need a hunter to go out and get food. Anyways.
That's our group.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
So, anyways, well, that's our...
I know this is an amazing episode.
Yeah, you guys are so
and
happy
it's
we did
hard
this.
To gather it all in. So, just like when I was in school, I had a professor that said, I know, this is tough.
Yeah.
Go home and struggle with it.
So,
yeah. So, listen okay. to this podcast, struggle with it, mm-hmm. and then come back and listen to it again.
Yeah, and then also make your videos, because I hope somebody actually does it. I hope somebody does
it. We are doing it.
Well, I know we're doing it. No doubt that's happening. But anyways, Dog Tag Incorporated sent us some really cool stuff. They sent us some hats. They sent us some t-shirts.
Yeah, yeah.
And also some stickers and stuff. And then also a really cool med kit. And
we don't want it on this episode.
No.
Because they deserve a good...
Well, this is a good episode.
Because we probably don't have many listeners.
This is a good episode. Anyways, we want to make sure we actually get to play with that med kit a little bit before we review it.
Yeah.
Yep. So if you want to go check them out, though,
I'm
Dog Tag
perform surgery with it.
Yeah.
This week.
This week. I'm taking it to work. Somebody's getting worked on with this stuff.
Hold on, I got this little kit here.
Anyway, so yeah, go check out Dog Tag Incorporated.
They've been awesome.
Yeah, very this, very cool.
Their stuff's pretty cool.
Very cool stuff. Also, guys, Tac Pack.
Yes, Temper freaking scent.
Tac Pack, we've reviewed them on the podcast several times, right? They get a box that comes to your door every single month. It's like $50. If you use our code, you get 10% off of that, which is like $5. So go ahead and do that. They send you cool tactical gear is what it is, right? You get like sweet knives, stuff for Cam has basically an entire AR-15 already.
I do. Just missing the gun.
Just missing the actual gun. But he has every attachment.
I have everything else
man.
Like laid out where it goes on the gun.
Yeah.
And I've just drawn in the gun. It's just a piece of cardboard, but I have all the attachments on it.
Dude, that is so cool.
I know.
Maybe we can use that in our video.
Okay. It's a training weapon.
Yeah. Anyways, go check out Tac Pack. Use the code CASUALPREPPERS at checkout to get 10% off. Guys, please go and...
Their stuff is awesome.
Yeah, please go and check them out because they do support us. They help us do what we're doing right here. Without them, we couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And without you guys listening, obviously, we couldn't do this. So please go check out Tac Pack. Please go check out Dog Tag Incorporated. Please go make your freaking videos this week. Yeah. All right? Because ours is going to be coming out soon. And we're bringing our A-game on this thing.
We are bringing our A-game.
And you guys... you're gonna have some stiff competition. Seriously, so
I'm probably gonna get injured.
Yeah, most likely. But we've got that med kit now. We're okay.
That's true.
Anything else, Cameron?
No.
Okay. Bye.